All right, so this is the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 4, 1129. This is dated Yud Aleph Menachem Av in Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it with very nice titles to Shlomo Sheyichia. Again, that's Shlomo Matasov. We've had some letters before, and that's the father-in-law from Dr. Palatinsky. So here, the Rebbe is writing to him that Be'itoi, that in time, I did receive timely the letter from Friday Chav Gimel Tammuz, and Rebbe said, and for sure, that in the meantime, you got the letters from Mr. Elmaliach Gross and Davila. I wrote to them with regards to the days of the Festival of Redemption. Maybe they need additional explanation. Those are people in his community that is working. The Rebbe had sent them letters, and I am trusting your opinion about if it's enough what I told them or whatever. You know, you see how to approach, how to tell them. This that you write, that as far as the Yud Beis Tammuz, which is the day of redemption of the previous Rebbe, there's nobody to talk with in his community over there. The Rebbe says that's not proper, that's not true. For sure there are, and there are. Because had it not been, then why would you come there? Why would you come there? But you still have to search. And the Rebbe says in the positive, it's always more than in the phase of penalty, because we see when we are searching for chametz, the rabbis, sages say great in the tractate of Pesachim, how you have to search, that you have to look in all the cracks, in all the holes, you have to look for them. So how much when you got to look in the good that's in every Jewish person, you have to make the same kind of effort, like over there, like you're looking for the chametz, you got to look for the good. And then, without any doubt, you'll find much more than you even imagined in the beginning. And certainly much more from what is visible to the eyes of the flesh before you start for this. Rebbe says, many times it's important for us to know the exact number of the institution, and also the approximate number of students, boys and girls, that in each one of them. Since, according to the work, the increase the number of the institution from time to time, please be so kind to let us know immediately, every time when there's additions to the moised, to the institution, and also adding some details that you know about the institution, the yeshiva, the school, whatever they're doing over there. Rebbe wants to know the details, what's going on. As far as money from the joint, there is lots of, Rebbe says, upsetness, agmas nefesh, this is very upsetting, but we're still very strongly hopeful that also now, the Rebbe, my father-in-law, who is the one that is running all these matters, even more than during his lifetime, he will influence that it should be with success. And as explained in the Kuntri Yud Beis Tammuz for the Me'agula, should be with success in nature, beyond nature. When I was at the resting place at the scene of my father-in-law, Erushkin Nachamov, I mentioned you and your wife, for all that you need, and may you be blessed very soon with children. Zerach Hayav Kayama. Baruch Hashem, it's a large Manasseh family, so it wasn't. It was a little surprising that you don't mention in your letter the your wife's health. So the conduct of the older Hasidim, that's a sign that everything is okay. So certainly in the coming letter you're going to write specifically about it, and that you should also be, your heart, you can be secured, also your wife can be secured, that my father-in-law, the Rebbe, flows blessings and success to all those that are occupying and filling his mission. And both of you, you should let know good news about this.
When he mentions, let me know about the additions to the yeshiva, does he mean new students?
New students, yeah. No, expansion.
Yeah.
Expansion, everything, in both.
Yes.
But mostly the Rebbe wants the expansion of the students. The Rebbe also is giving him, attaching there some of the words that he spoke to the students that are traveling to the outside communities in the shlichus to strengthen Yiddishkeit. He used to call the shlichus Merkel shlichus. Maybe you can utilize it also in your work in a proper way. Proper to also to look into, to investigate if there is a paper, a newspaper in your area that you can print maimorim that are particularly connected to our work over there or with the matter of Torah Chassidus in general. It's understood, it's not important if it's going to be in the language of the country. In other words, it's important if it's going to be in the language that people read, that's even better. More people will read it. It doesn't matter, the Rebbe says, it doesn't have to be in Hebrew or in Lashon Hara. I think it can be in the writing up just in the newspaper articles, putting in articles in the paper to for people to read about, you know, about Yiddishkeit, about the. And the Rebbe also adds in the bottom of the letter that I just received your letter from Shechesh Menachemov, and thank you for sending of the Sefer in the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah book. And the Rebbe asks very strongly for the future to make an effort to send the Rebbe some Svarim, old, whether it's Kabbalah, Nigla, the more the better, and not only old ones, anything that's printed in Africa and Asia, etc., Rebbe wants it from for his library, I guess. Rebbe wants it. Maybe it's the revealed part of prayer, not the esoteric. There's revealed and the esoteric. This is actually a letter. This apparently wasn't the Rebbe didn't have a copy of this letter. This comes from the archives of this Rabbi Shlomo Matisov. That's how they have the letter. That's what it says in the footnote.